Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have to apologize for Susanne Baumann. She fell sick and couldn't come, and I'm replacing her. I'm sorry about that. I will read out an abridged version of my statement. The full text will be posted online. Mr. Chairman, first of all, let me congratulate you on assuming the chairmanship of this conference, and let me also assure you of the full support and cooperation of my delegation in your efforts to make this meeting of states parties a successful one. As vice chair of the conference, we will also endeavor to assist you in your challenging task. Germany fully aligns itself with the position of the European Union to be delivered later on. In the field of biological and toxin weapons, member states are currently facing three main challenges. First, an incredibly fast advancement of scientific and technological developments in the area of life sciences. New methods of genetic manipulation of biological agents, new technologies to spread or preserve them, easy access to scientific findings via the internet, just to name a few. Second, non-state actors have emerged as a challenge to peace and security, which is there to stay. And we can observe that such actors are looking for new and even more dangerous weapons to spread that terror. The deliberate use of biological pathogens is one dangerous option which we as states have to prevent. Finally, universalization of the convention remains a task for all of us. Germany welcomes Samoa as the 179th states party. However, quite a number of countries have not joined the convention, and some of them may still pursue the development of biological weapons. Therefore, we have to ask ourselves, is the BTWC up to these challenges? What have we done to make this a universally implemented convention? Germany has always stated that universalization efforts need to go hand in hand with progress in the BTWC implementation process as such. National and collective efforts, however, must be complemented by an adequate and effective intercessional process. It is our joint responsibility to live up to the mandate given to this meeting of states parties by the review conference. A focused and effective intersessional work program should enable states parties to monitor relevant developments and develop suitable recommendations to be considered and acted upon at the annual meetings and review conference. In this context, the proposal for key elements of a possible intersessional process developed jointly by the United Kingdom, the United States of America, and Russia is a very good basis for the way forward. Germany would like to emphasize the importance of sound national implementation, appropriate and thorough legislation, and effective national export controls. In addition, our priorities remain the improvement of confidence-building measures, the continuation of the peer review conference, and strengthening the United Nations Secretary General's mechanism. The confidence-building measures are so far the only substantive commitment agreed by all states parties to the convention to enable building confidence by transparency, to maintain and improve the value of trust-building capacities of the CBMs, and in-depth discussion of the existing and new CBM forms is required during the intersessional process 2018 to 2020, taking into account the numerous working papers on the issue. The peer review activities undertaken so far across regional groups have evidently demonstrated that they are a useful tool to improve confidence in national implementation by increased transparency and can help to identify implementation gaps and national needs. Germany remains an active supporter of this transparency measure. Finally, strengthening the United Nations Secretary General's mechanisms remain crucial. We have no other mechanism to investigate and therefore verify any potential deliberate incident with biological weapons. The German government is continuing its efforts to strengthen this valuable instrument and will remain actively engaged in adding the scientific capacities of the United Nations Secretary General's mechanism on a long-term basis. Mr. Chairman, I would also like to thank the staff of the Implementation Support Unit for their tireless efforts, support and professionalism under the most challenging work circumstances, not least because of precarious work contracts due to outstanding financial contributions, a situation that needs to be improved immediately. We would like once again call upon all states parties to fulfill their financial commitments on time and in full. To sum up, We have quite a number of tasks ahead of us in the coming days. The success of this meeting will be measured by its substantial outcome. Achieving this goal may require creative solutions and flexibility, but I'm convinced it is not an impossible one. Germany stands ready to contribute to all efforts in order to reach that goal. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.